Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. You know, there are some things that happen in the life of the church that you just stay excited about. And recently at Sugar Hill Church, I don't think I've ever been a part of services that were just this exciting. I love our music, and I love what's happening in and around our community, especially what's happening in our schools. So I just want to encourage you, check us out at sugarhill.church. And this Sunday, if you're not in the area, check us out online. You can watch us on Facebook or at live.sugarhill.church. But today, let's talk about don't be a drunk. I mean, don't you remember, if you're of some age at all, remember Otis the Drunk from Andy Griffith? I mean, Otis would wander in and, you know, he'd be, you know, not being able to sit or stand or anything. He was just a mess. And he slept it off in jail. You know, if life was that easy, then we probably wouldn't be concerned with it. Well, over in the scriptures, we find in the text that there's a particular passage in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning in verse 15, that gives us an understanding of what it is to not be a drunk. In verse 15, it says, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil." Now, if you just take a look at that, three big issues come up. One, be cautious with how you walk. And the walk, the statement is be careful how you live, be careful how you talk, be careful what you listen to. And it just goes on, are you with me? And it says, but be as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. And the fact is that we should be about things that matter. We ought to take our life and develop them and be able to extend what we've received from Christ. And our days don't have to be evil. But then is where I think it gets really powerful. In verse 17, the text says, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand that the will of the Lord is." Remember, think about this. Don't be foolish, and that comes right after the therefore. Every time you read a therefore, what's that therefore there for? And it is to say this, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, people ask me all the time, well, Chuck, how do I know that that's the will of God in my life? And the first statement that I believe makes a big difference is, what have you done to try to listen to the Lord? Have you read his scriptures? Have you talked with godly people and sought counsel? And have you stopped and prayed? Have you just simply asked God to reveal that to you? And the scriptures say, don't be foolish. Know what the Lord has and his will is for you. And then in verse 18, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. Now, let's focus in on verse 18. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, you might say, okay, Chuck, well, that's the one. I don't think having a glass of wine at dinner is debauchery. You know what? I don't either. And I look at that and I think to myself, I don't think this particular text, I don't believe that Paul is saying inside this text, hey, don't drink. I think what he's saying is, don't let it own you. Don't become a drunk. Don't let anything own you except be filled with the Spirit of God. I believe Paul is saying here, this isn't so much about alcohol, although for you it might be. I believe he's saying, don't let anything but his Spirit control you. Don't let weed control you. Don't let alcohol control you. Don't let sex control you. We are all addicts to sin. But my friend, Paul is making a point here. Don't get drunk with anything other than the Spirit of God. Let the Spirit of God own you completely from head to toe and leave no room for doubt who is controlling you. So today, if you're wondering, what is the big ticket item, Chuck, I need to get? Well, first, spend time with God today. The days are evil. Make the best use of your time. And don't be foolish, because you can discover the will of the Lord, because you just have to ask him. And then don't let anything other than the Spirit of God control you. Whatever it is, he's putting it in that slot where he used the word wine. And do not get drunk with sexual addiction. And do not get drunk with pornography, and do not get drunk, and I could just go down the list. Are you with me? And I look at this and I say, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. My friend, today, if you're saying, well, Chuck, I don't know how to get filled with the Spirit. Well, what if we just stopped and said, God, would you overwhelmingly saturate my soul with the presence of your Spirit and attune my heart and my head to follow his promptings in my life today? And would you remove anything that is staking out and trying to grab claims of my soul instead of leaving that room for your spirit to fill me. Friend, listen, God will fill you with his spirit, but you've got to empty some of your junk and let him be able to use you in an extraordinary way. I'm going to read this one more time to make sure we get it. Don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And don't get drunk with wine, for that's debauchery. But be filled with the Spirit. Oh, my friends, be filled with the Spirit. And how do you do that? You ask the Lord to allow his Spirit and just turn him loose in your life and allow him to clean you up from the inside out. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday. And if you get a chance, jump over to my blog at achuckallen.com. Thanks. Bye now.